Please sing to God this morning. Please tell him thank you. Say thank you to God this morning. I want to say thank you to him this morning. Keep thanking God this morning. Sing it to him in prayer this morning. Thank you for protection. Thank you for provision. Thank you for preservation. Thank you, Lord. Can you please this morning, with a heart of gratitude, look up to heaven this morning and say thank you to God this morning. No matter what the situation is, you are seated here this morning, you are standing there this morning. It shows that you have life. Can we thank God this morning for life? For the gift of life. Life and living. Oh, Father, we are grateful to you. Father, we are grateful to you. Father, we are grateful to you. How can we ever thank you enough? We are grateful. In Jesus' name, we are. Now, in this year of our tangible results, you know, this morning we are talking about assessing your next level. And if I ask you a question this morning, what is your next level? Are you getting into your next level? Maybe some people will say, no, I can't see physical change. But sometimes it happens in progress and in process. And that is why it's about believing and making up your mind. It's about believing. You see, the word of God comes and it's like layer on top of layer on top of layer, on top of layer. And that's why what you bring this morning as you are seated there, please bring your faith. Do you have your faith? Did you bring your faith? Now bring your belief. Did you bring your belief? Now bring your expectation. Are you expectant? The first one is what? Faith. The first one is what? Second one. Third one. Expectation. I was speaking a few weeks ago on prosperity a priority. It is indeed a priority, prosperity. Prosperity is the priority. Don't ever let anything tell you that it's not a priority. And when I say priority, I mean priority. Remember 3 John 1:2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things." I mean, when somebody is saying this, he's saying this is very, very important. It is something that you must have. You have to attain this level in life. Above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospereth. I say you will prosper. But you see, you have to see yourself. You have to, you see, you have to have faith. You have to believe. And you have to be expectant. What did I say? You have to do what? You have to believe. And you have to be expectant. Bible says the expectation of what? Shall not be what? So it is not a, you see, these are like I choose that we must understand. That's why the Bible says, secret to getting what I desire. If you are seated there this morning, for example, and you are just here for hearsay's sake, and everything that has been said, you can't even remember. Think about it. But that kind of, those kind of people are not in church this morning. They are not in this church. Are they in this church? No, they know they come here. They know they come here. Praise the Lord. Those people, do they come here? They know they're here. Praise the Lord. So prosperity is a priority. Who can remind me my first point? Oh yeah, I'm listening. My first point. Please project my first point. Spending our time prudently. Pass, because I have other four. There is more to life than money, but money is important in life. So don't tell me that money is not important. Very, very important. But there is much more to life than money alone. So this morning, my number three point is assessing the grace to succeed in whatever we do. That's my third point. Assessing the grace to succeed. Brethren, grace is the resource of heaven. You know, like as we spend money, grace is the resource of heaven. That's why you read in the Bible, most of the time when Paul will be praying, say, grace and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace is the resource of heaven. That's why we are saved by grace. So there is the grace to achieving your dreams. And you need sufficient grace. Sufficient grace. So, assessing the grace to succeed in whatever we do. Exodus chapter 33, I read from verse 13 to 17. Exodus 33. Please do something for me. Show me the way to go. I don't want to fail on this task. I don't want to remain at the same level. If you do not show me the way, there is always a way that seemeth right in the eyes of a man. Moses understood the fact that there can be some things that might be right in his side. He wanted God, and when God shows the way, you can be sure. That was why, remember, the Bible says the ways of God was made known unto Moses. He wanted it. If I found grace in thy sight, show me the way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. Your assignment in life, may you receive sufficient grace in the name of Jesus. Men fail when grace is not sufficient. Men give up when grace is exhausted. They give up on their dreams. They give up on their marriage because there's no grace again. They said, I can't go on. And if you say you can't go on, you can't go on. You are the one that wants to go on. There's no grace, is not available again. They give up, they say it is not possible again. They said, some people say they can't achieve any grace because grace is not there again. And I've heard the testimony of 60-year-old women that have children, yes or no, because they still believe. So when grace is exhausted, unbelief shows up.
When grace is exalted, people look at themselves like grasshoppers. When grace is not available, every dream and aspiration of men is not good. They don't listen. They have momentum. They have energy. They have capacity. They move. Grace is sufficient. When grace is not present, people get stopped in life. So don't underestimate the place of grace in life. Anything you do in life that you are saying no, and you said you wanted to achieve it before, check your grace level and your grace meter. Say, God, if I find grace in that side, show me thy grace. The next verse, please. Verse 14. I want us to read together. Who is speaking here? Who is speaking here? And he said, what did God say? Shall do what? My presence shall go with you. He requested for it. God gave him for the asking. What are you requesting for? Some people don't even, you see, it is not a function of your praying. It's a function of, do you understand what to pray about? Do you understand what to pray for? Do you understand the secret of prayer? Pray everything in the kingdom as secrets and definitions. It's not just one, it's not about the fact that you everything goes. No, it's defined. That was why the Bible recorded that the ways of God was made known unto Moses. It was made known unto him. He wanted it. As we are seated there this morning, please say, God, grant me grace. Say, God, please grant me grace. Oh, God, please grant me grace. You see, I want you to say it, understanding what grace can do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I need to remind you of what happened when Paul said, he said there was a messenger of Satan that was given to buffet me. And I asked the Lord once and again, and God gave me one answer. He said, my grace is what? Sufficient for you. So Paul, with everything out, so you walk with me over the year, you don't understand what grace can do for you. So immediately God told Paul the secret. God will show you secrets. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. It is not a function of the fact that people are frustrated serving God. It's a function of the fact that do we get into the place of the secret of God? My strength is what? In what? Now, look at what Paul said. Because I need you to understand. I'm not sure if I can finish this point, but I want to stay on this grace. Because sometimes we say something, we don't understand the way it works. We say something, we look at it on the surface. We say something, we don't know the depth of it. Because everything has depth in the kingdom. You know what? There was a time he measured the first 1,000 cubits. It was to my ankle. So people that work at the level of ankle of grace, that is their definition. He measured the next 1,000 cubits, I think it's 47. It was to my knee. Now, some people are 2 Corinthians 12:7. Unless I should be exalted 3 times. Paul was praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. He was fasting. He was praying. He was doing everything. And God answered Paul. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, Paul now said, most gladly therefore, because of the presence of grace, therefore will I rather glorify in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The grace of God will be sufficient for you in the name of Jesus. I said the grace of God will be sufficient for you in the name of Jesus. Let me return back to Moses. Exodus 3. Verse 17, and Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found words. I want us to, thou hast found words. In what? In my sight. You will find grace in the sight of God. You will find grace in the sight of God. He said, you have found grace in my sight. What's the meaning of that? You have found grace. He said, that seeketh findeth. Say, Moses, you find something. You found something that is precious. You found something beyond and what an ordinary man would be looking for. You found grace in my sight. So therefore you will succeed. Yes. Grace. Moses asked for the grace of God. And Moses succeeded. And we are talking about the same Moses today. So I said to you this morning, assessing the grace to succeed in whatever you do. Don't ever go into any venture in your life. And never be conscious of the fact that there is a grace for success. As a child of God, people that don't believe God can do some things, you should be better informed. Don't go into any venture without asking for the grace to succeed. The secret. Don't ever take any trip, major things in life, decision, without asking for the grace of God. Because that is why we struggle. We struggle a lot. When grace is absent, struggle begins. Your struggles will be over. I say your struggles will be over. Grace of God. Assessing what? The grace to do what? Is to succeed in whatever you do. That's why the Bible says, whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. Now, that is just a statement, but what will make it prosper? That is the issue. When grace is present, when grace is, some people are giving up life. Oh, see what everything is. So, see what life is. See the way life is treated. Life is not treating you anyhow. Assess grace. Everything will change. Your testimony will change. Assess the grace of God. Assess the grace of God. Things will change. Do you want to move to your next level? Please, please, and please, begin to pray. Close your life. Grace is like a submission. Anybody that comes to God for grace, that's why the Bible says, he that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You cannot assess success by the grace of God and be using it to do anything. It won't work, because if grace is removed, you return back to where you're coming from. Do you know that most believers don't want that grace? Because they enjoy some things. Grace will eliminate too many things in your life. Sin, everything, grace will eliminate it. Grace brings God on your sin. And grace, let me tell you what grace does. You live a struggle-free life. In fact, if they say, when they are still casting down, you won't say anything. What are you going to say in your mind? You will not be, you'll just be looking at people. When they say casting down. He said, you are who? A man of grace. Casting down. Okay. It's not possible. You won't even think about it. Grace of God. Can you see a man that have found grace that is misbehaving? It's not possible. Can you see a man that found grace that was a woman, a family that have found grace and they won't have a good home? It's not possible. It's not possible. You found grace. And you won't have what? It's not possible. You find grace, you won't have testimony. It's not possible. You can't find grace. You will not have a testimony. Who says? When Jehovah has not commanded. Grace, when grace is missing, that is when you have other things that happen. That was when men slept. Why men slept? Why men slept and they took grace away? The enemy sowed tears. That will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. In the name of Jesus. You did not come to the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. No. But please, please, and please understand the fact that you need grace. You find grace in my side, and Moses succeeded. Look at it. Who is he? You know the assignment of Moses? All those people, he carried them on eagle's wings. They said, the Bible records that they were baptized unto Moses. When you find grace, you cannot be cursing the people that they say you should bless. When you find grace, when grace is missing, everything is in disarray in the life of a man. Grace is beyond money or anything. Grace is grace. And grace brings to you everything you need. Grace. Now, was it a few weeks ago? This thing, you know, sometimes I get a bit, you know, I get a bit careful. And this happened to me often. So I was thinking, I needed something. And what I needed, you know, I need this special thing to, now I have beard now. I need this special thing to trim it and do something. And I couldn't find anything. I was using something, I didn't like it. Somebody came from US, came to visit Nigeria in this church and gave me that thing from the left. And I looked at it and I dropped it somewhere. And I opened it. I said, God, why is it that what I'm thinking in my mind and I don't even know where to get? I didn't know where to get it. I was thinking in my mind. It has happened to me a couple in this church. Somebody will just come and give me something. And I'm talking about not big things. The thing, and I've not told anybody. And I did not know where to get them. Where to get those things. So let me ask you a question. Can I be a man? What? It will do what? We are standing by grace. We are talking by grace. We are doing everything we are doing by grace. So that is why you cannot misbehave. The grace makes you to behave. You cut yourself to your size by grace. You know that it is grace that makes you to be where you are. You cannot be proud. Even when you pray that God answers your prayer, you can't be carrying it on your shoulder. We had a conference meeting on prayer meeting on Wednesday, and I was telling them, as I was ministering, I was telling them, I said, you know, sometimes ago, somebody came to me after the service. Daddy, it's my bad day. I said, okay. And I looked, I was tired though. So, and I was not pretending. But I sat down, I was tired. And I asked her, I said, what do you want from God? He just looked at me. He said, I've been married for so number of years. I'm not pregnant. I need a baby. I need it. I was too tired to pray. And I didn't pray. In fact, it was a few weeks ago that I knew that there was one sister. So one sister was passing. And I called her. I said, please, this is what this woman wants. Pray for her. She prayed. She got pregnant that month. And the woman had delivered. We've done the naming on Saturday. Now, and I was asking, I said, peradventure, if I'm the one that prayed, maybe nothing will happen. I'm just telling them. They said, how? I said, because I was not the one that prayed, so I wouldn't know. I was too tired to pray. Grace makes things happen. Sometimes grace opens your eyes of understanding to see who should do what. Grace puts you in your position. Okay, when you are married, husband and wife, the Bible have recorded everything that you must do. Husband, submit, wife, submit to your own husband. Husband, love your wife. Grace makes you to do it. If grace makes you to obey God, you are not full of yourself. Some of us are too. In fact, the problem with some people say, I'm not proud. I say, okay, very good. But you are full of yourself. You can't obey scriptures. Grace controls our life. Grace put our life, draw the I's and cross the T's of our life. That's what grace does. So when people see us anywhere we find ourselves, the aroma of grace comes out. They say, this is truly a child of God. You don't have to preach too much message before people know, hey, this sister, there's something about this brother and there's something about this sister. That's what grace does. May God be gracious to you. I say God will be gracious to you in the name of Jesus. Assessing the grace of God. The grace of God is sufficient for every situation you find yourself. No matter what, the grace can handle it. Because grace is the resource of heaven. About prosperity. Prosperity is a priority. It's a priority. I was telling my people this morning, I said, look at this day now. Today is 27th of February, the year 2022. The time is 10:55 a.m. Do you know what? Do you know that some people are already living on Monday? They are thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I say, God, don't you enjoy today? You are inside today now, Sunday. You are thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So what are you doing? Now, when you get to Monday, you'll be, Lord, ask me. Today is made by God. So therefore, we do what? And be glad inside that day. Obey God. Obey the word of God. I will rejoice. Oh, when I woke up this morning, I was dancing like no man's business. Yeah, I dance. Yesterday I was dancing. Why will I not dance? See my wife now. Are you obeying God? This is the day that the Lord has made. I can't kill myself. Don't kill yourself. God has given you long life. God has blessed you. He said God daily load us with benefits. How do you assess the benefit of God without joy? Without the joy of salvation. Without even the joy of the fact that I am saved. Yes. It is an attitude. It's a lifestyle. It's the strength of joy and happiness. Now, Proverbs 17:22. Prosperity a priority. It's beyond money. Now, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. A. Do it what? Like what? Unto what? Uh-huh. Who can? But a broken spirit dries the bones. Can you imagine something that dry bone? A broken spirit. Say a merry heart. A merry heart. Do it good. Like what? Like medicine. Like my people will call it. You know when you are joyful, you know what? Your spirit, man, your body comes alive. It's exciting. Everything within your system is rejuvenated. That's why the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I have the capacity to do whatever I needed to do by the joy of the Lord. What joy brings to you. You must keep yourself perpetually within the space that you are going to be joyful. Put yourself in that position, in that space. Don't harm yourself. Even the Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the words, meditation of my heart, yes, be acceptable unto you. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice. Say somebody rejoice. Say somebody, and nobody say rejoice. And to get ban lay, and you suffer me, say you want to see me, and to get ban lay, man. Rejoice! The world is not upon your shoulder. You don't care. Number 5. Reflecting on the beauty of creation and drawing inspiration from it. Reflecting on the beauty of creation and drawing inspiration from it. It is said that the best thing in life are in silence. Let me read to you Psalm 8 from verse 1 to 9. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babe and suckling thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mayest steal the enemy and the avenger. Listen to what I'm reading. Now, verse 3. When I consider the heavens, please have consideration. Tell somebody, please have consideration. You must consider. Consider. Don't just be walking. You know what? Some people, they don't even look up. They don't look up. They don't enjoy the sky. They don't do anything. No. Everything is like the same thing. The same thing. Within their mindset. So when I consider the heaven, you must have consideration. No? Yeah. He who knows how to think must know how to think. When I consider the heaven, consideration. 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 When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers. Think about it. Think about what this guy was saying. Think about it and relative to God. If you are God, some people don't consider anything God has done. They have no consideration, no nothing. The moon and the stars, without ordained. Verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him? That is me. Say that is me. Say that is me. Now listen to me. When I read that is, how will I not rejoice? God is, they are talking about me. Man. I am a man. But not gender sensitive. Either a woman. What is man? What is me? He said, what is me? That God, you are mindful of me. Some people didn't, they won't believe it. I told you, bring your faith. What the next thing you believe? What else do you bring this morning? Your faith. What's the next one? And expectation. See what he say. What is man that dwelt? Put your name there. What is? Put my name there. Say, what is Balada Legi? Yeah, put my name. What is Balada Legi? Can you imagine that you are what? Mindful of me. Who is saying that coming to pass when Jehovah has not commanded? So why are you looking down? What is the situation that you are thinking God cannot handle? When God says he's mindful of me, I don't want to believe less than what the scripture says about me. How can I believe less? I'm going to be cheated. Somebody is going to cheat me, want me to believe less than what God said about me. I don't want to be cheated in life. Because he's a thief. He cometh to do what? To kill, to steal, and adorn with glory and what? And honor. Oluwao, what else do I want from God? Please put your hands together for God now. I pray, please now, please, please. Maybe I should ask you the question I used to ask myself. What else do I want God to do for me that he has not done? He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If I have a thousand tongues, if I have a thousand tongues. I didn't know this one. I'll be chopping mouth. So stop it. Stop it. I will chop mouth. Brother, my sister, this money, don't think down about yourself. I don't care because you live in Nigeria and somebody is telling you that something that's not true. You are an ambassador here. Make up your mind. Bible says you are seated with God in heavenly places far above. I don't want you to think low about yourself. Do you want my last point? Say yes if you want it. This one you will enjoy. Say yes if you want it. Say yes, yes, yes. Now listen to me. My brother and my sister, I told you. Please don't ever let one devil be making you to look down. Be making you to be thinking about the situation. No way. It is because you have been thinking about it that you are in the same situation, that in the same situation, that in the same situation. Think about what God has done for you. Which part will you believe? He said, I have made you too small in my eye. I have believed in a lie. Why must I believe a lie? My last point.
expressing always the unfathomable wisdom of God. Wisdom. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Let me read. If the iron be blunt, and it do not wet the edge, then must he put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to the rest. That's what wisdom does. You display, you express the unfathomable wisdom of God. 1 Chronicles 22:9-10. Wisdom will do this for you. Solomon, King Solomon. Do you know King Solomon? Have you read about King Solomon? Have you heard about King Solomon? Now, King Solomon. That's what the wisdom of God does. Wisdom of God. That's what he does. And I will tell you a summary of something about King Solomon today. Now, this is the wisdom of God. He does. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians 22, I read from verse 9. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. Wisdom gives you rest. You will have rest. I say you will have rest. Wisdom gives rest. A man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemy round about. Wisdom will give you rest from your enemies. It will happen to you in the name of Jesus. You know what? I will give him peace and quietness. I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. Verse 10, he shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son. I will be his father, and he shall establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. I want us to rise up this morning. Can we this morning just raise up our hands to God and ask God for grace? Let's start with grace. God, please, grace that is sufficient for my situations always. Let your joy be my strength always. Because I need your strength to exchange my weakness for your strength. Let your joy be my strength always. Father, please, oh God, let me draw inspiration from creation.